AircheckDownloads.com. American Top 40. Billboard ranks them. AT40 counts them down.
Number 26.
Steve Winwood is certainly back in the high life. He recently won two Grammys, one for Record of the Year, the other for Best Pop Vocal Performance Male. And now, his third hit from the album, Back in the High Life, is moving up four notches this week. Here's Steve Winwood, The Finer Things. The Finer Things. Steve Winwood on American Top 40, his fourth Top 40 hit as a solo star, his third from the album Back in the High Life. It climbs four notches to number 26 this week. AT40 originates in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to an AT40 extra. The first hit song using rap ever to hit number one. Rap music started out in black American neighborhoods. It came from the streets. There were some successful rap-style songs in the late 70s and early 80s. The first pop Top 40 rap was A Rapper's Delight, a number 36 song in 1979. And rap has produced stars like Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Flash, and more recently, Run-DMC. But the first rapper to hit number one was a woman, a blonde woman. The lead singer of the group Blondie, Debbie Harry. She told writer Fred Bronson, rap was a local phenomenon that had been going on about 4 or 5 years in the Bronx and Brooklyn. We used to go to these rap parties, DJ sessions, end of quote. Well, Debbie Harry and her partner Chris Stein, guitarist for Blondie, were inspired to write their own rap song. They recorded it for Blondie's 1981 album, Auto American. Debbie says if she recorded it today with all the rapping competition out there on the charts, she'd do it a little differently. She says, I would do the rap tighter, more precise. To me, the original's a little bit off the beat. I only did one take on it in the studio, and that was it. End of quote. Well, one take was enough to introduce rap music to a lot of Americans who hadn't heard it before, and they sent Blondie's song into the top spot. It spent 2 weeks at number one. Now, here it is as an AT40 extra. The first hit song featuring rap to hit number one, Rapture. As an AT40 extra, the first rap record ever to hit number one by the blonde rapper Debbie Harry of Blondie, Rapture, as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
We're counting down the 40 top hits in the 50 states. At number 25 this week is the first hit by Shirley Murdoch. It peaked on the soul chart at number 5, then crossed over to the pop chart, and it's still climbing. Here's Shirley Murdoch with As We Lay. We should have counted up the cost, but instead, we got lost. Shirley Murdoch up two notches to number 25 with As We Lay. I'm Casey Kasem doing the countdown on American Top 40. Now, we're up to the latest from Prince, who recently began sporting a new look. In the picture on the sleeve of his new single, the regal Prince looks quite different. He's wearing round, gold-rimmed glasses. His shirt is buttoned up to his neck. He looks almost studious, almost like a shy bookworm. But there's nothing shy about his new single. It entered the Billboard Hot 100 at number 59. Last week it was 35, and now it's jumped 11 notches to number 24. Here's Prince with Sign of the Times. That's the biggest mover in the countdown, Sign of the Times by Prince, the title song and first hit from his new album. It's at number 24 in its second week, up 11 notches. As most everyone knows now, Billy Vera waited 19 years between first charting and finally reaching number one. And a disc jockey in Kentucky wants to know if anyone's waited longer. Yes, and the record holder is a woman now in the countdown. She waited 24 years to hit number one. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast.
AircheckDownloads.com.